Warning, today's show is badly produced, badly edited, and probably shouldn't be released. Newman Moe Larry, 36.
With a giant yellow kick me sign strapped to my ass.
Hamsters?
And a large colony of ear mites living in my ears.
We don't need those fucking hamsters.
I like to think I don't suck that bad.
Spaz casting. It's Simon Smith.
Hey there. How you doing? Welcome back to the New Music Lab, show number 36. I'm Simon Smith. Today's show is all about me, man. I love me. You know how much I love me? I love me so much that I'm going to play a song that's all about me. Here, check it out. Watching a grown man vomit. And it was my pleasure. I wanted to say, hey, my name is Simon. Who cares, man? I'm Simon Smith. Hey, how you doing? My name is Simon. How fucking cool is that? I'm Simon Smith. The New Music Lab. .com. You know what I mean? Rock on. That's right, baby. It's just a bunch of bullshit. Oh, yeah. My name is Simon. Who cares, man? I'm Simon Smith, with nipples that big, my name is Simon.
All I can do is sleep and fucking puke, man.
My name's Simon Smith, the New Music Lab, .com. Yeah, that's a track called, or a promo, called My Name Is, and that was done by a listener. You know, a lot of people don't like that. They, shameless self-promotion, I guess. They don't like that shit. But, you know, what can I say? I'm a shameless, self-promoting douchebag. You know? Hey, I had a couple of complaints about the show. Actually, some harsh criticism. Just want to reply to some of these a little bit. Stepping on the music. You know, talking until the singer begins. This guy didn't like that. As if what I had to say was more important than listening to what the artist has created. Comparing that to FM. Well, here's the deal, man. Stepping on the tunes. I don't like calling it stepping on tunes. I'm being involved with them. That's just the way I look at it, you know. I got a different way of looking at it. And I don't disagree with that statement, but I have a different way of looking at it, you know. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. My opinion is I'm being interactive with the tunes, being interactive with an audience. And there's more than one reason to talk up a song like that, you know, until the song kicks in, or talking out a song, you know, back talking a song or whatever they want to call it, or crossfade one tune with the next tune. There's different reasons to do that. One is being interactive with the tunes that are being played on the show. A big reason to do that is to keep people from ripping the tracks off, man. It's to keep people from taking the tunes out of the show, because it's just an MP3, man. Anybody can open up any editor that they want and cut out the tracks that they liked out of the show and put them in their MP3 player for free. I found a track for you. It's a cool track by a band called Mad Habit. Now, these guys have given me permission to play them on the show, so they're pod safe for us. You can check them out. I think their website is madhabit.com, but I'm not sure if that's right or not. I don't have it right here in front of me, so if I fuck up, man, I'll go check that later. I'll put the correct link on the website, thenewmusiclab.com. So if you want to go check these guys out, you can. So here's Mad Habit. The name of the track is Stranded. I'm going to shut the fuck up, man, because I've been talking forever. So here's Mad Habit. Stranded.
Stranded. gates of home. Your spirit's all alone. You've been stranded, distracted and enthralled, still waiting for the call from skies we branded. Ooh, everyone the tools of the gnome, but the truth is to find a perfect home. When they lose, they'll find that it's you living what they're searching for. Burns the skin again, but I swear this time I won't feel it. Starving eyes feed my head, visions of my story's end. I've been waiting, I've been wasting. Starving eyes feed my head, see to thoughts from a broken glass. I've been waiting, I've been wasting. Everyone but you is a phenomenon, but you seem to find a perfect home. But when we lose, they'll find that it's you living what they're searching for.
Burns the skin.
was Mad Habit, Blame Amy, and Eaten by Sheiks. And I'll have a link up to these guys on the website later. Here's the Black Math Experiment and a cool little ID they did for us.
This is Christy.
This is Mongo.
This is Chris.
This is Brian.
This is Bill.
This is Jeff.
And we're the Black Math Experiment. And you're listening to the New Music Lab.
Now with more sodium.
Sweet Jesus!
Confederates of the New Music Revolution. I think I'm going to wrap up this show because, you know, I'm just sucking. I'm sucking eggs, man. I am bombing really bad. So I think I'm going to wrap up today's show and just fucking move on, man. We had a cool show today, though. The bands were cool. I sucked eggs, but the bands were cool. We played Mad Habit. And then after that, we played Blame Amy. And then Eaten by Sheiks, an ID sent to us by the Black Math Experiment, and we played the Black Math Experiment for you. You guys need to check out the Black Math Experiment. You know why I like those guys so much? One of my favorite bands from way back in the day, the early 90s, was the B-52s, because they were just fucking fun. You know what I mean? They were just fun. And the Black Math Experiment, they kind of have that B-52s vibe. I don't know, it's more hardcore, you know, more punk rock, and I dig it, man, I really do. You know, I mean that in the best way possible. I love the B-52s, they're a ringtone on my cell phone, and these guys remind me of a hardcore B-52s, and I dig it, so you can go check them out. I'll have a link at the website later for them. And while you're at our website, the forum's up and running, and you guys can go fuck around with that. Have fun, man. That's all yours. And there's a listener survey link on the site. And, you know, it's like 5 questions, takes 5 seconds. And, you know, we'd appreciate it if you'd fill out that survey. You know, the show's free. And that survey just kind of helps us learn more about the listeners and your likes, dislikes. And, you know, just to improve the show, you know, we're 36 shows into this now. And we're still tweaking, still working on a format. And, you know, that'll really help us out. It'll help us out with sponsors, too. And we need some sponsors, so... if you're interested in advertising on the show or just want to send us some feedback or whatever, audio feedback's cool. NewMusicLab@gmail.com is the email address you can get a hold of us. And we've got a phone number, too. You can call it in if you're too lazy to type an email. Phone number's listed on the website, thenewmusiclab.com. And, hey, I'm going to see you later until show number 37. My name's Simon Smith, and I'm a self-promoting asshole. Rock on.
My vision is kind of blurry. All I know is I got to get some in a hurry. Dutch angle, room is spinning. Girl across the table's gonna wind up winning. So, but it won't stop till I wake up. My mugshot spread across the morning papers, and it's so wrong that I got this way, 'cause I was wearing goggles. My perception is what I'm losing. Disorientation is the only thing I'm choosing. My position is kinda scary. Everyone around it best be wary of me. The show, and it won't stop till she's on top of my server. I am tied up to her bedpost. I cannot fall. Just saying, I'm a hostage held for ransom. 'Cause I got some the other night when I was wearing goggles. Coke was technically cheating. Met a girl there, name was Brandy. Flask of whiskey in her pocket came in handy to me. So we went down to the brew house. So when we had a shot or two of something, it was nothing until we had one right after another. Now she's my lover, it was my ex-best friend in love. Wearing goggles, never been. Things I do, wearing goggles, can't believe the things I do. Wearing goggles, wearing goggles, wearing goggles, yeah, wearing goggles, can't believe the things I do while wearing goggles.
Oh yeah, that last song was The Misprints. The name of the track was Goggles. Here, I'll let them tell you.
This is Bill Elberg of The Misprints at www.themisprints.com. That's with a Z at the end there. You're listening to the New Music Lab, and we are but a product of this rock and roll podcast monster. Simon says, crank up the volume.
It's alive! Alive!
See you next show.
Something fresh is coming. You've heard the buzz. What's it all about?
It's all about a brand new network. Sure, everyone and their podfather has a network, but this one is different. This one is fresh. Fresh Media Works puts you, the podcaster, in charge. Go to freshmediaworks.com to sign up for more information. Fresh Media Works, we're reinventing media together. FreshMediaWorks.com.
Hey, if you're looking for ways to get more gigs, more fans, more exposure, or more CD sales, stop by the Musicians Cooler Podcast at CoolerPodcasts.com. We talk about everything from cool gadgets to marketing tips, internet resources, the music business, and more. When you send in your tip, Be sure to mention your band's website to get your band in front of our global audience. The Musician's Cooler. It's where musicians come to trade advice. Subscribe at coolerpodcast.com.
Are you looking for a boring podcast about travel? Well, you won't find that at podtrippin.com. Because we're tripping with our iPods all over the world. Podtrippinpod.com.
It's Hot Harps. It's growling guitars. It's huge, huge horns.
It's the Roadhouse Podcast, and it's a new hour every Saturday.
I've been stepping out, trying to find.
Subscribe now in iTunes or at RoadhousePodcast.com. The Roadhouse, the finest blues you've never heard.
Perhaps a bit belated when I was stepping out, should have been staying in.
Watch the grown man vomit. And it was my pleasure. I wanted to say, hey, my name is Simon. Who cares, man? I'm Simon Smith. Hey, how you doing? My name is Simon. How fucking cool is that? I'm Simon Smith. The New Music Lab.